And welcome back to Pop Topic. I'm your host, Quinton Philipson, and with me, we have two co-hosts here to discuss all the news for the first week of August 2020. The first co-host is obviously the one, the only, he's been here from day one, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Woot woot, I am doing okay this week. Today's been a sad day with hockey, my team's not winning, but that's okay, at least we get to record a podcast.
Hey, at least there's teams playing hockey.
Yeah, that is true. Today's the big day.
That leads to a good question, Alex. Would you rather watch your team lose or not watch your team at all?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'd rather watch my team win.
Well, wrong answer. Answer is C, watch the Mighty Ducks instead.
I mean, that is a pretty good movie, so I'll give you that.
No, answer D, watch Uncut Gems instead.
It's nothing to do with hockey, Quinton. You're an idiot.
It was a sports movie. I don't know much sports. Well, anyways, we have the Mighty Ducks fan with us here, Tristan Philipson. How are you doing this week?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
So where would you rank the sport movies out here, Tristan? We got Mighty Ducks. What else is there in your top three films?
Oh, top three sport? Well, Rocky, of course.
Okay.
Dodgeball is a good one. Oh, Talladega Nights. That's a funny one, too. But I think the best sports we've got to be Kicking and Screaming. That's got to be number one, I think.
Me and Andrew did a Noah Baumbach binge after Marriage Story, obviously, because we both loved that film. And one of his films is called Kicking and Screaming.
But so, not the Will Ferrell one, right?
No, it's not.
The one that's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's the other one. So I was under the impression that he directed the Will Ferrell film until we started. I was like, oh no, this is a different Kicking and Screaming. Yeah, it definitely was not as good as Juice Box.
Nothing will ever be as good as that.
Yeah, the Will Ferrell Kicking and Screaming was surprisingly better. So Noah Baumbach has got to get better.
Not surprising at all. Have you seen Will Ferrell's new movie, the Eurovision Song Contest?
Of course, yes.
You guys have? That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. It was not at all.
I did not care for that one.
To be fair, though, it was actually better than I thought it was going to be. I was going in expecting it to be really bad, and I thought it was fine at parts. I think I gave it a 2 or a 2.5 on Letterboxd.
It just wasn't funny.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't funny, but I thought it was cute.
Yeah, the story was fine. The characters were all right and everything, but it just wasn't funny.
Yeah. I remember watching that film. They did a close shot of Will Ferrell and his teeth, and I thought he got these fake teeth because they were supposed to be doing a European joke, because this is Eurovision. But yeah. I later realized, no, that's just his teeth. I didn't realize that after years of watching him on film.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But you know what? I stand by Will Ferrell. The dude has millions and millions of dollars, and he still won't get his teeth fixed. That's ballsy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I wish I had that kind of, I wish I had that kind of money, but I also wish I had that kind of personality to just not give a fuck.
I wish I had those kind of teeth.
Yeah, after all these movies of him getting all these attractive ladies, maybe that's what I'm missing.
Exactly.
He got Christina Applegate, he got Rachel, what's her last name, Adams for Eurovision?
Yeah, I believe Rachel Adams.
So, it's all in the teeth.
All in teeth, man.
Yeah, so aside from hockey, Alex, have you been doing anything as of late?
Working.
You haven't been watching Eurovision. What have you been doing with your life?
Hey, come on, well, it's been nothing for a while now.
I have been watching a lot of Hell's Kitchen. It has really taken away from my movie watching time.
That's respectable, man.
Lots of Hell's Kitchen.
Like, do you start from the beginning?
Yeah, I started from the beginning.
Okay, well, good, because I started from the beginning, and I watched the first 10 seasons. I binged them all within a few weeks. This was maybe 5 months ago. I was doing the Hell's Kitchen binge.
Why have you been watching Hell's Kitchen?
It's amazing.
Well, for me, I realized I was paying for Amazon Prime, and I was like, wait, why am I paying for Amazon Prime if I'm not using their service? So I checked to see what they had, and at the top it was Hell's Kitchen. So I thought, well, I guess I should get my money's worth and check this out.
Wait, Hell's Kitchen's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I gotta get on this.
Yeah. So the first season, I was only gonna watch the first season just to say that I watched it. And I was gonna try and find something else on Amazon. But anyways, on to some news here. Hell's Kitchen was over, what, how many years ago? I love how that's the point of discussion here. That and Kicking and Screaming. We're really going back to the 2000s here. But we got, for me personally, I think this might be one of the biggest stories we've had in maybe the last month or so, and that is the new deal that has been made between AMC and Universal. Tristan, you're kind of well into the film news here. Have you heard of this new deal that was struck a few days ago?
I have, actually, yeah, about the 17 days, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Before they go on VOD?
Yeah.
Hmm?
And to fill Alex and the other viewers in, I think it piggybacks off of the story that we discussed way back in, I believe, early April. It was right the early days of COVID and Trolls 2, if you guys can remember, the film that is the face of 2020, I guess, was kicked off of movie theaters and Universal put it up for VOD without letting the movie theaters know at all. They did this without their permission. And so AMC came online in an interview to call out Universal and say they will never forget this. They will never play their films again. And they are going to have a huge feud between these two companies. Well, Alex, we thought this was going to be a big deal, but that's all thrown away. You know, maybe the guy was drunk one night when he made that statement. But AMC and Universal are now best friends, and they now have a deal where Universal really liked their Trolls 2 format with VOD, but they also really like going in movie theaters. So they want to have their cake and eat it too. And they are going to be releasing films in theaters for the first 17 days. And then right after that, it'll go immediately to VOD.
Mm-hmm.
So this changes the format that movie theaters had quite a bit since, I believe, what was the format? Maybe Tristan's more familiar with it, but I believe they had 3 months to be in the movie theaters, and then they had to wait 3 more months until they could release it in streaming or VOD or DVD.
I don't know if any rules were there. There wasn't any strict guidelines. Right? This isn't, you can do whatever the hell you want. It's your movie, right? If you want to put it on VOD immediately, you're allowed to. Theater chains might not then put it in theaters with that.
Yeah, you could just put it straight to VOD, but if you wanted the film in the movie theater, there's a 3-month waiting period afterwards before you could have it on streaming or DVD or anything. Yeah, that's why Rise of Skywalker had to wait 3 months after movie theaters and all these other films. It can't go straight to streaming after movie theaters. And the reason is because the movie theaters, that's their incentive for people to check it out. They either can watch it now or they have to wait 3 months after the movie theaters to actually see it. So that's the contract that they have to sign, but Universal is now trying to change it up, which is why the other movie theaters are pissed. And that's why this is some pretty big news. AMC is only making this deal because they are, I believe, a couple billion dollars in debt at this point because of COVID.
They are very much in debt.
AMC is taking a big hit here. So they're kind of desperate for any deals at this point. And they accepted this pretty horrible deal on their part from Universal. But the other movie theaters that aren't doing so bad, like Regal and, I don't know, what's the movie theater in Canada?
Cineplex,
all these other movie theaters.
You live in Canada. How can you forget that?
I don't like to go to Cineplex, so my bad. I'll work on that. I'll try to remember their name. But they're all similar to what AMC did in August. They're coming out saying, we will not support this. We will never play a Universal film if they are going to release it 17 days after. They have to stick to the original contract. So now Universal, I want to see what you guys are going to predict here. Are they going to only release their films in AMC theaters, or are they going to take a step back and stick to the original contract that they've had for years?
Absolutely not. Universal holds all the chips here. Universal's proven with Trolls World Tour that you can put out a big blockbuster movie straight to VOD and make more money, if not the same, but possibly even more money than you would have putting it into theaters. So if Regal or AMC or Cineplex don't want to show their movies, fine. Just slap it on VOD and make just as much, if not more, money than you would have if you had it in theaters to begin with. And now it's just all the theater chains are out of money, not the production studios at all. They have no negotiating power. So Regal and Cineplex, they're going to bend over backwards and take the 17-day contract that Universal is giving to them, thankfully. They really don't have to. And of course they're going to take, because what are they not going to do? Show the next Fast and Furious movie in theaters? That's a multi-billion-dollar franchise. Of course they're going to show up in their theaters. You'd be stupid not to.
Yeah, also I forgot to mention, after 17 days when they release on VOD, AMC gets 10% of the profits from the VOD.
From VOD?
The money Universal will make releasing on VOD 17 days after the movie theaters, AMC will get 10% of that.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Universal got 10% of that. Like, who the hell gets the rest of the 90?
Universal gets the other 90.
Is that gross? So is that 10% of what Universal would make or 10% of total revenue?
I would assume what Universal makes.
Okay.
I believe they would then give 10% of that profit.
Which, I don't know why they're doing that. They have no obligation to be doing that.
Yeah. I think it's because if they don't do that, AMC would have no reason to say yes. It's kind of an incentive for them to agree to it.
But they can't say no.
Well, they say no, Universal, could just only release films in VOD. But obviously, the first few weeks of a film being in a movie theater would make a lot more money. So they're trying to, Universal, like I said, wants to get the cake and eat it too. They want to have the first 3 weeks of the film in theaters, get all the money from that, and then also have VOD. Because VOD, it'll make a lot of money, but it won't make as much as the first 2-3 weeks in a movie theater.
It depends on the movie.
Right.
Made more money than the original Trolls movie did in its entire theatrical release in just the first month.
Well, I was just about to say, that's what I was going to get to. I think children's films or animated films will actually shine better in VOD.
Because action movies and comedies are probably going to struggle more so than the family movies or animated films.
Mostly because $20 to rent it on VOD, that's a lot. You could literally get 2 movie tickets in a theater and watch it in better seating, better lighting, better screen for the price of 2 tickets than just 1 rental of VOD.
Yeah, but if you're a family of 6, our family is, Quentin, and your kids have some friends over, just 8 of you watching the movie, that's $20 is way cheaper than going to theaters to see it.
But yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to get to, where a children's film, if you're the parent bringing 2-3 kids, going to a movie theater now just costs $40 plus concession, while VOD would be $20 and you can get whatever treats you want. So for a family film like Trolls 2 or maybe the next Jumanji film, I think those would do pretty well in VOD rather than the movie theaters. But I think, a film like Fast and Furious, I can't see doing. It'll do great in VOD, I'm sure, but it won't do nearly as well as it would in a movie
theater. Yeah, that's the kind of movie you want to see on the biggest screen possible, the best surround sound possible.
Yeah.
For sure.
Same with Jurassic World, their next Jurassic World film. So there's a few Universal films that they definitely want the movie theater experience. So I think this is a great deal for Universal. They get the first 2.5 weeks in the movie theaters, and then they get to have VOD as well. And like you said, this is pretty... AMC, unfortunately, they're just in a really bad position because of COVID, and they just need anything they can get at this point.
Yeah, I think this seems like a win-win to me, I think. They still get exclusivity rights for the first few weeks, which for all those big blockbuster action films, we know that make, 40, even up to 50% of the total revenue in just the first weekend, right? Like, box office openings are massive now, and they peter off pretty quickly. For most action movies, horror movies in particular, dramas and families have more legs and last longer in theaters, but action and horror movies that people want to see in theaters, the first weekend, second weekend, those are the money makers. After that, it's nothing compared to the first few weekends. They still get that. They still get the first few weekends, and that's what matters for movie theaters.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was what we were discussing about the 3-week, the 3-month break, is now there is no break. So if you weren't super excited to watch Fast and the Furious 12 Escape from the Moon in a movie theater, well, you could just wait 2.5 weeks and then you could just legally watch it online or something. So I do think it's more of an incentive for people to just not go if they aren't really wanting the movie. For something like an MCU film, that's not going to be a big deal because everybody wants to see that in the theaters. But I do think some of the smaller films, I think movie theaters will notice a significant decrease in sales. But, it could also just be because people are wary about COVID. It's going to be hard to tell
not the difference. It's like you already mentioned, it's like what? $12 for a movie ticket and $20 to rent the movie, it'll still just be cheaper for one person to go to the movie theater to watch that one movie than rent it for $20 when it first comes out.
The pricing's still better if you're just one guy wanting to watch a movie, that's for sure. Universal obviously saw an opportunity here and they took it, and they might get away with it. Do you think Universal made a shady move, or do you think this is a fine move for them to make? Because Disney and Warner Brothers and some of the other film companies have come out to say they won't be doing this. They don't want to follow that service. They don't think that it was a fair deal to make. Do you guys feel that way?
Makes sense to me.
From a marketing standpoint, for sure.
Absolutely. And the movie industry has changed so much over the past decade. Just with streaming services and, you know, the promise of VOD instead of having to go to Blockbusters and stuff. And I think the landscape for movies is changing. We see every year less and less people are going to theaters for except for these tentpole films like Endgame and Star Wars are making billions and billions. But all the middle-level films are getting lower and lower ticket sales, and people just watch them on VOD, right in front of them to go to Netflix and that kind of stuff. That this makes sense to me. That, of course, movies are going to be going to VOD faster and faster rather than waiting 6 months after initial release to catch on Netflix or whatever. It's too long. It's too slow. People would rather just stay at home and watch Office for the 500th time than go out and pay $12 for a movie that they don't even know if they're going to like or not. And so they'll just wait 6 months for it to go on VOD, so they bring it up faster, so you get more money and more people watching it sooner. This is natural progression. This is the movement of the industry, a big shift to online, on demand, watch it now whenever you want. Soon they will have day and day releases, I'm sure. Maybe not now. Now it's what, 17 days later. It's a step towards day and day release. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, like for example, Avengers Endgame came out. What was it? Late April, early May. Yeah. Of last year.
Yeah, either first weekend of May or last weekend in April, I can't quite remember.
And yeah, it was released in Disney Plus, I believe the last week of November. That way they finally were able to release it as soon as they could out on Disney Plus. And that was their big marketing for, oh, this Christmas, get your family this streaming service that has Endgame. Like, that was their big brand new marketing ploy.
Did it come out? Did it come out the same? Like, was it on Disney Plus the day Disney Plus launched, or like right after? Pretty sure it was pretty quickly, right?
Oh, Disney Plus launched in October,
right?
Or
October.
Yeah, it might have been early November, but yeah, it was a few weeks in. That's when it came out.
Yeah, they did that because it, you know, obviously it's a massive, biggest movie of all time. They wanted to push their streaming service. So that makes sense. I think that's why Disney is kind of saying they might not want to do this. Because 17 days after the next Pixar film releases, what are they going to do? Put it on Disney Plus? Because then, of course, people aren't going to go see the theaters, because they can watch it for free, or essentially for free, because they're already paying for Disney Plus anyways.
Exactly.
Watch it 17 days later. So, of course, Disney is going to come out and say, we want to do this too. Unless they want to start putting movies on VOD, but not on Disney Plus. And then it looks kind of shady, because like, I thought you said every movie going to VOD will be on Disney Plus for us, and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, of course, they want the full runtime in theaters, the full 3 months in theaters. Unlike Universal, who I believe they're just launching their own streaming service, aren't they? Is Peacock, right? NBC Universal?
Oh, is that Universal? It might be. It's NBC, the TV.
Yeah, I think it's NBC Universal. I think they're owned by the same company, or they
could be. And last week we discussed how Peacock was a total failure. So yeah, maybe they're really pushing for VOD now.
And not all Universal movies are on Peacock, unlike Disney Plus, where it has a Disney name right there. It's called Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Every Disney movie is on there or supposed to be on there.
Disney Plus, this definitely doesn't help them out. Yeah, they definitely would like to have the 3 month spacing after the theaters to make people want to go to the theaters, or they'll have to wait a while for it to be on Disney Plus. So that makes sense. Like Frozen 2 wasn't supposed to come out on Disney Plus until the summer, but they released it in February, I believe, or March because of COVID.
Well, yeah, they put it right away because of COVID. Then, as we know, Artemis Fowl, Hamilton, and the one and only Ivan were all supposed to have theatrical releases and are all just being put on Disney Plus instead.
I think they should have always been Disney Plus exclusive. Some of those seemed odd.
Artemis Fowl, I haven't seen it, but from what I hear of it, I would agree with completely. One and only Ivan, of course, doesn't come out, so we can't really say. Hamilton, I would disagree with. I think that would have had a massive opening done very well in box office.
More so talking with my experience of Artemis Fowl.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I would probably agree with you. I've heard not great things about it.
To be fair, I do low-key want to watch it again. I've already seen it. Just because it is... It's kind of like Cats. It's like fun bad.
There's no way it's as good as Cats.
Cats well, no, bad. Cats is definitely better.
I'm so disappointed I didn't see it at theaters. I really wanted to go with my roommate. My roommate was like, no, I don't want to go see Cats. So we didn't go see it.
And yeah, I'm the opposite. I am very glad I saw it in theaters. It was a great experience.
You saw Cats in theaters?
Yeah, me and Welling.
No way. I didn't know you guys went to theaters.
What was your thoughts on Cats, Alex?
I think Alex checked out. He hasn't talked in a while.
Yeah, once he heard we're talking about Cats and Trolls, he was over those. Cats was great. Welling fell asleep during it for a little bit.
Welling fell asleep. Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, and there's these two older ladies behind us that were watching Cats, and they seemed very, it seemed like they thought it was very disrespectful someone would sleep through such art.
Really?
Yeah, they seemed really into it.
Such art. I don't know if I'd call it art. It was something, though. It was an experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a ride. I loved it. Did I tell you my theory, Trist, about clapping at the end of a movie theater? At the end of a movie?
You guys do it?
Yeah, I tried it out for Cats.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work. No. Yeah. So my theory for those listening
were you the only one clapping? Was it just one person?
Yeah, it was just me.
Yeah, because if just one person, I would be like, who the hell is that guy?
Thank you.
People scattered across the theater, right? Packed theater. We have 8 people, like one in the front row, one in the back, a couple in the middle somewhere. And they all collapse simultaneously right when the movie ends. The entire theater will start clapping. No question, the entire theater will start clapping.
Yeah, no, exactly. So thank you for backing me up, because when I told my girlfriend that nobody clapped at the end of Cats with me, she told me that, see, your theory doesn't work. Please drop it.
No,
because my goal.
I believe your theory is correct.
Thank you. Because the strategy is I want to do this to a bad film. Obviously, this all came to me during Joker. Not saying Joker was a bad film, it was a great film from last year. What?
Yeah, great. Did people start clapping at the end of it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I was standing there, and after the movie was over, everybody started clapping. And so I just started clapping because I felt I needed to. And then when I was walking away from the movie, I thought, Why can't Phoenix hear me clap? Like, nobody can hear me clap.
Yeah, Robert, it's not a stage play. Like, stage plays, don't you clap afterwards?
Robert De Niro isn't going home right now going, wow, I'm really glad they really appreciated that movie. He has no idea. There's literally no reason why we should be clapping to this. Like, it felt so forced and unneeded. So afterwards, that's when I came with the idea. I want to go to a bad film, clap during it, and see if everybody will just clap with me. Let's just see if this is just the... Because I felt like I clapped because I felt like I needed to, because everyone else was. It's this pressure. So, yeah, man. Unfortunately, to Cats, I was trying to get Welling in on it, but I think he was still asleep when I did the clapping.
Probably.
And no one else was there, so.
See, we can't go to the movies when you guys are coming up here in a couple weeks. Because we're going to take the kids some really crappy, like, family movie that we know is going to be bad, like Ugly Dolls or something. And then at the end, just get everyone, like all 6 of us, and just start clapping. And everyone in the theater would have clapped.
Yeah, I think if we got people all around you, so if the people in the middle just hear clapping on every end, they're just going to be like, oh, I guess I have to.
Yeah.
I was really trying to make this Cats thing work. I messaged the group chat and asked everybody if they want to go see Cats, but do you know how hard it is, Tristan, to convince people to pay $12 to watch a movie they don't want to watch just to clap?
Probably pretty tough.
I had a few of my friends be like, are you going to pay for my ticket? And I'm like, I'm not paying $100 for all of you guys to come. Just come.
Yeah, you could try like sneaking into the theater.
So it didn't really work. Maybe if I had like $100 from the lottery, that's what I'll do with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
We also go on like Tuesdays and like $5 tickets, right?
That's true.
But that'll make it easier for sure.
Yeah, but you know,
spend $5 to watch a crappy movie and just start randomly clapping at the end of it.
Yeah, maybe for Cats 2, I'll make this work.
There better be a Cats 2. Or maybe if they just released a butthole cut.
Yeah, that's right.
Cats. They've given us a Snyder cut. Now we want the butthole cut.
Or do you mean like the, or what would it be? The bulge cut?
The bulge cut? What? Well, there are bulges? I thought it was just buttholes.
Idris Elba came out and said that one of the reasons why the movie wasn't as good was because they CGI'd his bulge out.
I also heard they got rid of the buttholes, you know?
So
add the buttholes, add the bulges, I want it all in there. Make it rated R.
I want all of Idris Elba.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I enjoy Cats. I don't know why people shat on it so much. I thought it was fun.
I liked it, yeah. Everyone's a bunch of haters for such art.
It was art. They didn't understand it. It was more. It had more depth to it than The Lighthouse.
Oh, if Welling was awake right now, he'd be upset.
Where is Welling?
Or what was it? What's that meme? If Welling could read right now, he'd be very upset.
Welling could, he could read that. He'd be very upset.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's a good thing Welling's asleep right now.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Maybe he felt pressured by us and he went to go watch Eurovision.
Oh, maybe.
So he'll be back in 2 hours.
He'll be back in 2 hours.
That's a long movie, yeah.
It was too long. I am very much against comedy movies that are too long. Just before we start podcast, I watched Palm Springs. Have you seen that one yet, Quentin?
Yes.
I thought it was fantastic. A little long, though. I felt near the end. I'm like, all right, can we just get this over with already? I've been sitting for a while now. Like, I get what's going on.
I'm with you, too. I felt like it was very long.
I thought it was great, but near the end, I'm like, this is still going? Come on. I thought we finished this up already.
Yeah. I know the film's theme is repetitiveness, but come on. Like, you know. I love it as well. Do you think it would get an Oscar nomination?
No. It's not an Oscar film. Just because it doesn't get an Oscar nomination doesn't mean it's not a good
movie. No, that's not what I'm getting at. I was literally just going to then connect it to, it's not one of the stories here, but there is some talks with the Oscar Academy here that this year might be canceled for 2020.
Okay. I've been very much on the train of Bad Boys for Life, Best Picture 2020, all right? Other movies came out in 2020, all right? Bad Boys for Life is a real legitimate shot at this thing, okay? And I'm all on board for Bad Boys for Life 2020.
I haven't seen the film yet, but something tells me it's still not going to win.
Never. No, I thought it was a good movie. Not the best, but you know what? I think this year's so crazy. I think we need to reward it to just a fun comfort movie like Bad Boys for Life. All right, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith just going at it, busting some bad guys.
Yeah. You know, at this point, it will likely get nominated for something at least.
Nah, I don't think they'll give any awards in 2020 to a cop film, but you know.
Oh, are the Oscars anti-cops?
I don't know. Most people seem to be at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at them. Yeah, they go with the trends here.
Yeah. Speaking of our 2020 movie list, Quentin, there are only 6 films put on there so far, and 3 of them are from Welling, so we know he's doing most of the work.
Yeah.
What the hell have you and Andrew been doing? She has 0 on there.
And I have 1.
What the hell have you guys been up to?
We've been watching classics like Groundhog Day. I can't nominate that.
You guys just watched this? Was that your first time watching Groundhog Day this year?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a lot of classics that I saw for the first time this year.
Oh my God, it's an embarrassment.
I know. Like, well, Truman Show
the other day.
Truman Show. This was my first time.
I saw Truman Show. I've only saw it once, and it was a while ago. Yeah, I just watched Sound of Music for the first time the other day.
Oh yeah, I saw that. What was it? In January?
A month ago or so, you said. I thought it was pretty good. The music was quite well done. Once again, like I talk about comedy shouldn't be more than 2 hours. No movie should be 3 hours, all right? I don't care the genre. Sound of Music is a 2-hour and 40-minute film, and boy, did it feel it. That was a long movie. I liked it, though. I thought it was fun. The singing was great. I thought the kids were very lovable. I normally hate kids.
Especially
yeah. The youngest girl is super cute. I thought the oldest daughter was pretty cool. I liked her too.
The youngest boy was the worst, though.
The youngest boy. The one I noticed was, I think, the second oldest daughter. I don't think she had a line in the entire movie. She just stood there. The blonde daughter. She didn't do anything.
Did you hear that? I think Welling laughed a little. Do you think he just saw a funny part of Eurovision?
What funny part?
That's true. Maybe he's watching a different film.
Yeah. Was that Welling? I think that was him snoring, maybe.
Yeah, I like to picture that snoring just sounds like laughter. You're right, probably was, though.
Welling, are you here?
He's back focused on Eurovision.
Of course.
He'll be back in 10 minutes, I'm sure.
10 minutes? It's a 2-hour film, man.
That's true. I'm thinking he'll just keep popping in and out when he has to go to the washroom or something.
Fair
enough. Let us know what's going on.
Fair enough.
I actually agree with you. Sound of Music was great. Definitely too long. And literally, they could have just cut the last 30 minutes off. The whole Nazi storyline was
Yeah, they could have ended it at the wedding. Like the wedding was there. It happened. It could have been the conclusion. And then it pans over into nonsense. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, so the Oscars are rumored to be leaving. I think the Oscars is canceled, mostly because I believe they said if COVID continues to grow as it has been in America, if it's not declining by the start of September, we're probably just going to have to not do the year 2020 in film. So yeah, I definitely think based on what's been going on, I don't see it decreasing in a month. So
not in America, it won't, I don't think. No.
Yeah, so something tells me it's probably going to be canceled. Definitely a bummer. I think the people most robbed from this, as we've been talking about for the AMC Universal deal, the person really hurting from this is Netflix. We were saying how streaming is kind of becoming the new trend for film. And I think Netflix is the perfect example of that. 2018, we had one film nominated for Best Picture, I believe, from Netflix, Roma. Year after that, we had two in Marriage Story and Irishman. And I think this year, 2020, was going to be the year it won. I thought this was a clean path for them. Mank was already rumored to be, well, not rumored, but it was what people were predicting was going to be the winning film of the year. And now that...
Is that a Netflix original? I didn't know Mank was a Netflix original.
Yeah, Mank was a Netflix original.
That's not out yet, right?
No, they're saving it for November. And honestly, since it's November, if they cancel it, they're probably just going to save Mank for the next year. Because I think this might be the ace in the hole. I think they got it.
That's true. So all the Oscar-winning movies that are you know, supposed to be coming out and stuff, are they just not going to come out? There's no Oscars? Which then it really shows, like, you clearly just don't care about the art or care about movies. You just care about getting a plastic statue.
Probably. Yeah, that's fair. I guess you could say, yeah, they don't really care that much if they're just waiting out for the Oscars.
You can't be all pompous about, you know, your movies being better than, like, the Marvel movies or just generic, you know, comedy and action films. Like, a lot of, you know, these astute directors and producers like to think of themselves as, you know, artists and extreme filmmakers. I'm not saying they aren't. They most definitely are artists. But so are the ones making Marvel movies and making Star Wars movies and all these other stupid films that, you know, are never going to win an Oscar. They're all just as much as an art form as these, you know, higher end, you know, profile Oscar bait films. But then if these artists that care about the art form and care about movie making, you know, delay and push back their films because they want to win a plastic statue, it feels silly and stupid. You don't care about the art. You care about your own freaking ego.
Yeah. Well, obviously the Oscars isn't just for the statue. I think it also helps with them getting films in the future and getting a reputation as, oh, this is an Oscar winner. But you're right. Obviously, when it comes down to it, they're not doing it because they love film. They're doing it because they would like to at least have a chance to get that big prize. Yeah, and I think films like Invisible Man might just be remembered as some of the best films of 2020. And films like Mank that get pushed back, maybe they're not going to be as appreciated because of it. But I do think Mank's going to do extremely well. Mostly because the...
You can't say that. It hasn't even come out yet. Every year there are movies that are, you know, touted being the next Oscar push, the next buzzworthy Oscar movie, before they even come out. And they come out and no one talks about them again. Every year this happens. But yeah, I'm not saying Mink isn't going to win anything or Mink isn't going to be a great movie. I'm not holding my breath for it winning Best Picture. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, well, especially if 2020 does get canceled, 2021 is going to be a stellar year for film. And that was before the 2020 movies are going to be pushed into 2021. So I think... it'd be stiff competition. And now that everybody knows what, like, Mank has, like, I would call it hype, but, like, you know, a lot of people are pretty excited to check out this film, the new David Fincher film. I think Mank does have some excitement to it, but it's not going to be able to hold it for over a year.
No, absolutely not.
Like, in a year's time, I'm not going to be that excited to watch Mank. I'm going to be more excited to watch some other films. The biggest bummer for me for this year is French Dispatch has moved. That was my most excited film of the year.
The film I was most excited for, it's been moved a couple times, but it hasn't been moved away from this year. And that's, of course, the new Nolan film, Tenet,
that
I'm very excited for. It's supposed to be coming to Canada, I believe, August 28th, I think?
That's what the rumor is right now. It's going to come to Canada first.
It's going to go...
Well, everywhere but the States.
Everywhere but the States. Yeah. August 27th goes to, like, a handful of European countries, I think. Then 27th it comes to Canada and a few other countries, like Australia or whatever. I do hope it comes to Canada at least sometime soon, because movie theaters are allowed to be open, at least in Ontario, which is the province I'm in. I don't know about you over there in Alberta.
Ours were open a while ago.
I assumed so, because you guys always do things faster than we do. But they're not open just because there's nothing to play right now. You know what I mean? They have no movies to show, so they're not open, but they could be if there's something to show.
Yeah, ours were just replaying film.
Yeah, I know that the drive-in around here is doing that. And I think in a couple weeks' time, there's a double feature of Back to the Future and Jaws in the drive-in.
That'd be fun.
Pretty awesome to go check out. So I'll probably see if I can get mom and dad and the kids or whatever to go see that with me.
Which might also blow your mind, but I just saw those two films for the first time this year.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
You never saw Back to the Future. Like, Jaws I saw for the first time either, like, last year or 2 years ago, maybe. I think last year. But you never saw Back to the Future. I've saw Back to the Future at least 6 times, I think. At least.
Definitely not. Yeah. Jaws was the one I was like, did I see it? But I'm pretty sure I saw a shitty, like, Jaws 3 or 4.
You saw, like, I don't mean you've seen, like, Jaws 2 or something on TV.
Okay. So, speaking of classics, we could bring up this new announcement here. We got Scream 5 being announced.
I heard Courtney Cox is set to return for that one, isn't she?
Yeah, Courtney Cox is set to star as the lead again for the Scream film.
Scream films. I thought they already was the fifth one.
Well, there might be Scream 6 then.
I thought there was already a fifth. I could be. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're thinking of Final Destination 5 that just came out, like, a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure Final Destination 5. Have you seen all the Scream movies, Quentin?
I saw the first one, maybe two. I saw the television show Scream.
Yeah, I never saw the show. I've seen all the films, though. And as far as all the slasher franchises go, which I've seen most of except for the Halloween films, I haven't seen those ones yet. Screamer, probably some of the better ones. Yeah, they're for sure some of the better ones. As far as being consistently good, like, the worst Scream movie, which I can't really remember which one was which or, you know, how good they all were. But I do remember liking them all more than, like, Friday the 13th had some really shitty films in that series.
Scream 5, 2021, 10 years after the fourth one.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Scream movies in years. I do remember enjoying them. Like I said, they remain consistently good. There haven't been any absolutely awful Scream movies, but there's been absolutely awful, like, Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Goes to Hell is probably one of the worst movies I've ever watched. That movie was just absolutely awful. Jason Takes Manhattan, absolute trash. But none of the Scream movies have been like that, so I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, even the newest one is a 3.0 on Letterboxd, which...
Yeah, that's fine.
Might not sound good, but that's pretty dang good for a horror film. That's pretty high up, and for being the fourth installment, yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Scream never did was it never had, like, one a year, except for, like, what was it, the first 3 years, maybe? It wasn't like they ever had, like, a decade where they had one every year, like, what, you know, how... Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street did, where you can't keep pumping out a movie every year and expect them all to be good.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of definitely have to have the pacing here.
Yeah.
Well, for a horror film, at least.
Well, for any, like, any franchise.
Well, I was just about to say, well, that would be an exception for, like, MCU and stuff.
Well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's because they have a completely different groups of people working on the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like the same directors or same writers or anything at all. And they're not even, like, connected. It's not even the same characters most of the time.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm bringing this announcement up is Tristan. It's been 10 years since the fourth one. Do you think this is being brought up now because masks are hot right now? They're in. Do you think they're trying to go off the mask hype?
The Scream mask is also easily one of the most sellable masks, if not the most sellable mask. You know what I mean? The Scream mask is super generic. It looks cool. It's recognizable. Like, it's up there. Like, even it's even better than, like, the Jason mask.
I would argue it's more iconic than the Jason mask. Mostly because the Jason mask is just a hockey mask, right?
Yeah, exactly. I would argue that. It could. Do you think they'll have the Scream face, who always has a very recognizable, large, and open mouth, right? Do you think this be with the time to be sanitary? They will put a mask on top of the mask, making sure that his mouth is ventilated.
Yeah, and do you think everybody else in the movie will also be wearing masks? Or is that who he kills, the people that aren't wearing them?
Oh, that would make sense.
Becomes like a giant public ad.
And this is a movie that they could release in theaters in 2020 or 2021, whenever it's coming out, presuming the pandemic's still going on. Because I think from what I remember, like, when the fourth one came out, I think everyone wore Scream masks in the movie theater anyways, didn't they? Everyone brought their own masks to the movie theater. I think they might even hand them out or whatever at the movie theater. You wear those when you watch the movie. So if everyone's just wearing those masks when watching this movie, no problem.
Yeah, and it is set for 2021 at the moment, I believe.
2021. Have they started filming it, though, or anything?
You'd think they would have to, but also you think they can't. So I don't know what their plan is.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't hold my breath for that one. That's why I'm going to push back.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a lot of off-camera deaths, and it's just because they just couldn't continue filming.
maybe we all be on like Skype, you know what I mean, like kind of like unfriended or searching, where it's all just like, you know, screen to life movie.
Yes, that's right.
Which no. Honestly wouldn't probably be that bad.
That's true.
Have you seen Searching? Searching was phenomenal.
Oh yeah. Oh, Searching was awesome.
I've never seen Unfriended or.
I've seen the German version of Unfriended once.
There's a German version, or are you talking like Unfriended in German?
No. Like there was Germany was trying to go off the hype of Unfriended, and they created their version of it. And it's on Netflix right now. So me and my friends, I currently have this little thing I like to do where I just get drunk and watch really stupid, horrible Netflix films. And so we watch that.
I remember scrolling past that on Netflix.
Yeah, it is called Friend Request.
I think so. Yeah. Speaking of which, they just launched a Kissing Booth 2 on Netflix.
Yes, I'm very excited to watch that.
Have you seen that one? Have you seen the first one?
I did see the first one, but I do plan on doing a Kissing Booth 1 and 2 binge with a bottle or two of wine.
You saw the first one?
Yeah.
I did a double feature 2 days ago, I believe now, of the two of them. The first one was awful. The second one, I like the second one a lot more than I like the first
one. Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's good to know. I kept hearing the second one was significantly worse, but that's good.
I didn't like the first one, like, at all, really.
Okay. See, what I heard was the first one obviously sucks, but it's an hour and a half of sucking while Kissing Booth.
The second one's 2 hours.
Yeah, I kept hearing Kissing Booth 2 sucks just as much, but it's an extra 30 minutes. All right, so MTV have the VMAs. I believe that's, what is it, the Video Music Awards?
MVAs, Music Video Awards, not VMAs.
No, well, for some reason, this site has it as the MTV VMAs. But yeah, it might just be MVAs then.
I could be wrong. I've never watched this award ceremony or paid any attention to it, but I've heard of it, of course.
All right, so the only reason why I bring this up is they list off all the nominees for this award ceremony. And a year ago today, me and Alex were discussing all the different awards here. You know, I don't really follow music. I don't really care. But what I do care about is the two new categories they have for this awards ceremony. We got
two new categories. That is exciting.
It is exciting because it is COVID themed.
That's fun.
Yeah, we have best music video from home and best quarantine performance.
I like these. I like that. It's very 2020.
Yeah, it's very 2020. Should the Oscars do this? Should they just have best Quibi video or something?
Well, speaking of which, this is going to be a bit of an aside here, but they released the Emmy nominees. Pay attention to the Emmy nominees?
I didn't look at them much, but I know the drama category because I'm intrigued about that.
Oh, I didn't look at them at all because I don't watch TV. But I do know that Quibi scored guess how many nominees you think Quibi would have got?
You're absolutely kidding me. You got nominees?
It got 10.
What?
Now, in all fairness, from what I know, there are short form nominees. You know, like Oscars are the best short film, best animated short film,
right?
Best short documentary. Emmys also have those, and there's probably not really a lot of competition in short television series. You know what I mean? So it does make sense. Quibi got quite a few. Most people, like Anna Kendrick, got nominated for best performance, and in short television series or whatever. But yeah, Quibi got a whopping 10 nominations, and probably gonna win at least one of them or whatever, right? Now they can blame all of the failures of Quibi on COVID, because they're Emmy award winning shows. These are phenomenal Emmy award winning shows. 10 nominees is how good these shows are. It only failed because of COVID.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's true art.
True art.
Underappreciated. These
are award winners. People would have loved these film shows if only it wasn't 2020 and everyone was stuck at home on their phones and TV, watching things nonstop. It would have done better if it wasn't this landscape.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Wow, I had no idea Quibi was nominated for so many. But yeah, if they have the short category, that makes a lot more sense. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, I don't think these guys are going up against Watchmen or anything like that.
Well, I was going to say, I was like, when I saw Best Drama of the Year, I didn't see that in the list. Yeah, I was about to ask you here. I'm going to list off the quarantine performances. And I just... tell me which one you think, whether or not you've seen them, I doubt you have. Let me know which one you think was really the best performance here.
Okay.
So we got Chloe and Halle singing Duet from MTV's Promathon.
Promathon.
Yeah, there you go. We got CNCO Unplugged at Home. Very
is
nice.
CNCO a band or something?
You're asking the wrong guy. We got DJ D-Nice. Club MTV presents hashtag dance together.
Ooh, hashtag dance together.
Yeah, DJ D-Nice. I think they're my front runner here.
Yeah, right now for sure of the three, but I'm sure there's more to come.
Yeah, have you heard of this DJ?
D-Nice? I have not heard of DJ D-Nice. I have heard of DJ Well Dog, and if he was nominated, he'd surely win.
For sure.
Where is Welly, by the way? Like, he just disappeared?
He's an hour into Eurovision right now. He should be wrapping it up in an hour.
Okay.
It's about halfway through. All right, so we got John Legend, hashtag Together at Home concert series.
Whole series.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this is a series, is that kind of cheating? That's not a single performance.
But dude, it's John Legend, come on.
Okay, all right, we'll make an exception. We got Lady Gaga, Smile from One World Together at Home. And then we got Post Malone, Nirvana Tribute. Those are all the nominees.
I feel like the Nirvana Tribute is probably pretty good. But I think you and I both know what should win here. And it was clearly, apparently... Wait, this is the category for best performance at home?
Best quarantine performance.
Yeah, D-Nice, I think it's probably a front runner. I like Post Malone. Some of his songs, I think I've heard about 4 of them in total, and they were pretty all right. I don't listen to a lot of music, just to be completely honest, and the music I do listen to is generally like country. So it's a none of these artists are of course I've heard Post Malone, I've heard Lady Gaga, I know John Legend, of course. I didn't recognize a couple of them though. Some of them I've never heard of before. I don't know who to win. Who do you got here, Quentin?
I do not follow music, but even I know DJ D-Nice is pulling this through.
He's just too nice.
Yeah, maybe if it was DJ D-Mean, then they wouldn't like him, but,
not a chance.
Yeah, you can't hate on somebody with that name. And I'm quickly looking through here. I'm pretty sure that's his only nomination for all these actual awards. So, you know, DJ D-Nice, this is his big moment to shine.
What was that noise?
He watched a really funny part of Eurovision.
I really think he fell asleep, man.
No, he definitely did.
That's hilarious.
All that troll talk really drained him.
Troll talk really drained him. Oh my god. That's wild. He's 100% snoring. He's totally asleep.
All right. Well, here, we'll fit it. We got one more story here, and then we can just wrap it up.
Not a lot of stories. We've mostly just been going off of random stuff.
We only
had two stories, I think.
Yeah, we've only discussed three so far. Well, I had some other ones, but they were kind of like iffy. And honestly, I feel like we've talked long enough, so I don't need to talk about those ones.
Fair enough.
Well, the more serious stories we're not talking about. We're just talking about MTV and...
entertainment news so far.
Yeah, we're talking about Scream 5, MTV, the Oscars. But, you know, who cares about the... sad stories. If people want sad stories, there's plenty of podcasts I can direct their attention to. But yeah. I believe... We're not here to talk about the serious news. We're here to talk about the real gripping stories.
The important stuff. Things people need to know.
Yeah, so what people need to know, probably one of my personal favorites for this week, is Donald Trump. We avoid politics. Okay. But we're just going to talk about something else about Trump right now. It is his goal at the moment to ban TikTok for the United States.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Which I think is great. Yeah, he says he will act to ban TikTok as soon as Saturday. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, TikTok might already be banned.
The CEOs over at Reels are loving this. I think like Google's alternative to or Facebook's alternative to TikTok.
Yeah.
They
do you think?
Real excited about this.
Yeah. Well, do you think now that we know, I was getting it mixed up with Quibi. How horrible of me. I was gonna say, do you think the other TV shows are trying to make sure Quibi won't be able to release more great shows to steal all the Emmy nominations? I don't know why I got TikTok and Quibi mixed up, because TikTok is significantly better.
Do you think that this is all punishment for the TikTok kids? Embarrassing him at his big political conference where he expected over 1 million people to show up and only like 25,000 did or whatever, some pathetic number. because all the TikTok kids all like kept hitting the button to like request tickets, They all requested like hundreds and hundreds of tickets, and they requested over a million tickets were requested, and they only like 20,000 people showed up with all the TikTok kids just spamming the buttons.
Dude, okay.
All the punishment for the TikTok kids embarrassing him at his national rally.
Okay, see, I didn't know about this. I did know that the TikToks, there's obviously some TikTok trends with Donald Trump. And I'm sure he's not a huge fan of the TikTok, but that definitely sounds like a reason why Donald Trump's not the biggest fan.
Yeah. There also is probably some, like, obviously the argument for why they're banning it is because of the possibility of China using it to spy on people or collect data.
Yeah, because they, to get the app, you have to sign a you have to sign a lot of things, and safety does come into concern here.
I don't know anything about that. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about that. I'm not a computer expert or a computer science expert or a national security expert by any means. So, yeah, I'm not going to really comment on that part of it because, I don't know, my opinion matters. It for sure so shouldn't matter, neither will Quentin's. We're not experts on this topic. I don't have TikTok, mostly because I feel like I'm not the demographic for TikTok. It doesn't seem like my kind of thing. Generally seems to be a younger demographic who enjoys dancing and silly pranks and stuff. For those that enjoy TikTok, this probably sucks for them. For those that have built a following on TikTok, that have like millions of followers, and probably, you know, sprung it off into a pretty decent revenue stream for them, this really sucks. But on a personal level, I couldn't care less.
Yeah. No, I'm with you too. It doesn't personally affect us. And yeah, obviously me and Tristan aren't experts. If Welling ends up finishing his nap or Eurovision.
He is the expert. He's the one. We brought him on here to talk about this. And unfortunately, it's been a long day for the big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He is an expert in this field of study. But yeah, unfortunately, he's just had a really... Maybe he was watching Eurovision and then he fell asleep to that.
I do not blame him.
Yeah, so maybe that's what happened. Maybe we both are correct.
Yeah, it's true. They both could have happened.
Yeah. For those of you that follow TikTok or those of you that have created some revenue off of this, this definitely isn't the best news in the world. Especially because you can't even have the option to move to Canada right now due to COVID.
You could, though. You got to think 80% of your viewer base is gone, right? So you're not going to be
making money. True. Yeah, yeah. Even the viewers can. Do anything.
Even Canadian TikTokers, they're gonna have to stop, right? Because you got the majority of the viewers from the States.
That's a good point. Unless your TikToks are based off of like Moose and Maple Syrup, then your fan base is still solid.
Oh yeah, if you're part of the hockey TikToking group, you should be safe.
Watch Trump just start like banning all of these big social media apps.
Quibi's next, baby.
Quibi is crossing their fingers that Trump bans them so they can just be like, oh, see, just like COVID, we would have been successful after COVID, but Trump ruined it.
They put like $1.7 billion into Quibi. That's so much money in a plan that's destined to fail. This was never going to work. Quibi was never a good idea. There's not a market for Quibi.
Yeah, this was just a horrible idea. Do you think they pitched the concept to Anna Kendrick and she was like, do I get to be a lead in one of these and get paid $1 billion? And they're like, sure. And she's like, oh, it's a great idea, guys. You should definitely do it.
They pitched the concept to her. They were like, hey, all right, we got this show idea and we'll pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars to come up and do 10-minute performances. And she's like, wait, I get paid how much money for 10 minutes of work? 10 minutes of film, which obviously much more than 10 minutes of work, but she's used to doing 2-hour-long movies, right? A 10-minute show is fuck all. The entire season's probably 2 hours. And she gets paid per episode, not just, you know, per the movie. She's making way more money and doing half as much work, and she doesn't even have to care about the performance because she knows no one's going to watch it anyways. She can half-ass it and still make a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
Like, it was a no-brainer for her. Get that money and go. You know what I mean? Any of the content creators that they hired or any people there, They played it smart. Of course you took the S that. You grab the money and go. But to the people who backed it and invested in it and, you know, gave the content creators money and created the app, they're the ones like, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, she was in the Disney Plus streaming exclusive, Noelle, and she was in the Quibi exclusives. Which one do you think she got paid more for?
Oh, Quibi exclusives.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I would think so. I could be wrong, but almost for sure. For sure, for how much amount of time she's working on, right? You got to think, you know, hour and a half movie, you know, would take X amount of days to film. Yeah. A 10-minute show, even if you did like 10 episodes, to what, 100 minutes? Still less than an hour and a half movie by far. You get paid way less. Yeah. Or I guess it's more than an hour and a half movie. But anyway, my math is awful. 10 minutes more than an hour and a half movie, but still, she's going to be making way more money for it.
Yeah, but... Well, obviously, that's a streaming film on Disney Plus, so I think we can confidently say she made more money off Quibi than an actual film on Disney Plus. But what about a theatrical release? Do you think Pitch Perfect 3 she made more money?
Like overall, I don't know. I don't know any of these numbers, right? We're making these up.
Well, especially because I don't think we can get that information.
For the amount of work she put, amount of effort she put, and amount of time she put into each one of these two projects. The Quibi show is a much better bang for your buck. Think about this. The amount of time she was acting and in the sound recording studios. This is a musical, right? So, she's singing on the record. She obviously went on lots of press tours for this movie, for the movies, all that kind of stuff. But when you take all that into account, she would have put way more effort and time into Pitch Perfect 3. And I'm sure the product that came out was better than whatever the Quibi show was. Not that I saw the Quibi show or that Pitch Perfect 3 was a masterpiece or anything, but it was, a pretty good film. And I'm sure these Quibi shows... The clips I've seen from some of them are god awful. Not that I've seen any clips from hers, though. She'd be making way more money for the half-assed amount of work she was putting into the Quibi show than the amount of effort and time it took to make Pitch Perfect 3.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair to say. Definitely, Quibi was the right way to go if you're an actor, I think. Easy bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quibi, they're just crossing their fingers Trump cancels them. They want to have an excuse to... I think they love pointing the finger at other stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, we did have a sports story, which was about Antonio Brown, that Welling was going to share. But, Welling, are you here? Okay, so something tells me he's not going to be able to tell the story. Tristan, want to just make up a story about Antonio Brown? What did he do today?
Antonio Brown? I've heard his name before. I feel like I probably saw the headline for the story and just didn't bother reading it.
Yeah, he's a football star.
No, I know he's a football star.
He's the best.
I don't know. I'm sure he's not right, dude.
I love him.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, that wasn't sarcasm. Yeah, me and him were best friends. He probably just threw a bag of dicks at somebody again. Just classic Brown.
Is football back? I know basketball's back and baseball's back and hockey's back. Is football back, though?
Well, Antonio Brown is the face of football, and he's back, so it's it's basically back.
I'm sure you're really disappointed that they had to cancel the XFL, right? The Extreme Football League.
Yes, I'm very upset.
Seems like something you would care a lot about. I know you're into that kind of stuff, which is pretty unfortunate.
Yeah, anytime a sport gets canceled, a little part of me dies inside.
Yeah, and the Olympics, of course, got canceled. Now, Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympic Games will be the closest thing we'll ever have to the 2020 Olympic Games.
Yes, that's right.
Which, you know what? I'll use Vector to finally get that gold.
All right. Well, that is it for Pop Topic this week. Alex, do you have anything you want to add?
Stay healthy, kids.
Perfect. Eat your vegetables. I like it. Words of the wise. Tristan, do you eat your vegetables? Tristan? No, he missed Alex. All right. Well, now it looks like Tristan is now watching Eurovision as he seems to not be here. But until next week, eat your vegetables, kids. See ya.
See ya.